If a student's appealing plagiarism, can you sort of walk me through the steps that they would take to do so?
So the appeal process is quite straightforward. They have 2 days from receiving a decision that's unfavorable or that they object to submit a letter of appeal. The letter of appeal is submitted to the Office of the Dean of Students, who reviews the appeal to determine whether or not it's met the grounds for an appeal. The grounds for appeal are spelled out in the policy. So the permissible grounds for appeal are that given the finding of fact, there was no violation of policy. So what that means is if the student can show that what was called plagiarism or what was called cheating wasn't in fact plagiarism or cheating, it was something else, there would be no violation of the policy. So that's the first ground. The second is the penalty imposed is too severe in light of the nature of the offense. So that might be when the student writes their letter, they must identify the grounds for the appeal. When it goes to the dean will review their claim and assess whether or not they've identified a particular grounds for an appeal. If they've done so, then it moves on to the next level, which is they will call for a panel, and a panel is comprised of 3 people and an independent chair, who is the dean, and then they gather some more information and present all of that information to the panel. The panel, it's a paper-based appeal process. It's not an in-person hearing, so they simply review the information. The student, if the instructor submits some more information, the student will be informed and given an opportunity to provide a bit more information. And then when a decision is made by the panel, it's either they can increase the penalty, decrease the penalty, or eliminate the penalty altogether.
Okay.
At the first stage, when the dean reviews it for the grounds, the dean, if it doesn't meet any of the grounds, the application to appeal is rejected, and there's no other appeal to that.
Okay.
Okay. We have changed it in our new policy, which was approved by Educational Council today and will become live next week. And the difference here is that we've introduced a bit more informality into the process. So the grounds are very, very similar. The only difference is that now the student can make a request for a decision review. And a decision review is not a panel. It's, I think this decision was wrong. Here's why. Here's the grounds on which I'm basing it. Can you please have a look at this decision again? So it's a little bit less formal, and that will go to the division. There's more time. Where it's currently 2 days, we've given 5 business days. So there's a bit more time for students to think about what they want to say, or whether they even want to go through the steps. And then if there's no resolution, then the student can have an option to go to a formal panel after that. So it's just like there's one more. There's an opportunity to kind of resolve it or find a solution in between it going to a panel.
Right, so just one more step.
Yeah, and it's a little bit more accessible for students, I think.